Chapter 7. Senator Sedgwick Sexton savored the privacy of his Lincoln Stretch limousine as it snaked through Washington's morning traffic toward his office. Across from him, Gabrielle Ash, his 24-year-old personal assistant, read him his daily schedule. Sexton was barely listening. "I love Washington," he thought, admiring the assistant's perfect shape beneath her cashmere sweater. "Power is the greatest aphrodisiac of all, and it brings women like this to D.C. in droves." Gabrielle was a New York Ivy Leaguer with dreams of being a senator herself one day. "She'll make it, too," Sexton thought. She was incredible looking and sharp as a whip. Above all, she understood the rules of the game. Gabrielle Ash was black, but her tawny coloring was more of a deep cinnamon or mahogany, the kind of comfortable in-between that Sexton knew bleeding-heart whites could endorse without feeling like they were giving away the farm. Sexton described Gabrielle to his cronies as Halle Berry's looks with Hillary Clinton's brains and ambition, although sometimes he thought even that was an understatement. Gabrielle had been a tremendous asset to his campaign since he'd promoted her to his personal campaign assistant 3 months ago. And to top it all off, she was working for free. Her compensation for a 16-hour workday was learning the ropes in the trenches with a seasoned politician. "Of course," Sexton gloated, "I've persuaded her to do a bit more than just work." After promoting Gabrielle, Sexton had invited her to a late-night orientation session in his private office. As expected, his young assistant arrived starstruck and eager to please. With a slow-moving patience mastered over decades, Sexton worked his magic, building up Gabrielle's trust, carefully stripping away her inhibitions, exhibiting tantalizing control, and finally seducing her right there in his office. Sexton had little doubt the encounter had been one of the most sexually gratifying experiences of the young woman's life, and yet, in the light of the day, Gabrielle clearly regretted the indiscretion. Embarrassed, she offered to resign. Sexton refused. Gabrielle stayed on, but she made her intentions very clear. The relationship had been strictly business ever since. Gabrielle's pouty lips were still moving. "Don't want you to be lackadaisical going into the CNN debate this afternoon. We still don't know who the White House is sending as opposition. You'll want to peruse these notes I typed." She handed him a folder. Sexton took the folder, savoring the scent of her perfume mixed with the plush leather seats. "You aren't listening," she said.
"Certainly am," he grinned. "Forget about the CNN debate. Worst case scenario, the White House snubs me by sending some low-level campaign intern. Best case scenario, they send a bigwig, and I eat him for lunch."
Gabrielle frowned. "Fine. I've included a list of the most probable hostile topics in your notes."
"The usual suspects, no doubt."
"With one new entry. I think you might face some hostile backlash from the gay community for your comments last night on Larry King."
Sexton shrugged, barely listening. "Right, the same-sex marriage thing."
Gabrielle gave him a disapproving look. "You did come out against it pretty strongly."
"Same-sex marriages," Sexton thought in disgust. "If it were up to me, the faggots wouldn't even have the right to vote." "Okay, I'll turn it down a notch."
"Good. You've been pushing the envelope a bit on some of these hot topics lately. Don't get cocky. The public can turn in an instant. You're gaining now, and you have momentum. Just ride it out. There's no need to hit the ball out of the park today. Just keep it in play."
"Any news from the White House?"
Gabrielle looked pleasantly baffled. "Continued silence. It's official. Your opponent has become the invisible man."
Sexton could barely believe his good fortune lately. For months, the president had been working hard on the campaign trail. Then suddenly, a week ago, he had locked himself in the Oval Office, and nobody had seen or heard from him since. It was as if the president simply could not face Sexton's groundswell of voter support.